What's shaking? Hey, I'm Rick Jordan. Today, we're going all in. All right, decisions are a big part of life. If you can trace back everything that's happened to you in your life, for the most part, you can probably trace it back to a decision that you made. Period. Obviously, stuff can happen to you, whatever, right? But the decision after that would obviously be what you do with it. I've talked about that a million times. But today, we're going to talk about a couple of decisions that actually will pretty much shape everything around you. And this is going to be powerful. This is going to be huge. You're going to walk away from this today being fired up, being ready to tackle the world, being ready to actually make some huge choices, you know, because typically, I mean, there's like some big macro choices that you can make. And like you make something there, a change, right? You decide on something. You're just really like one decision away from changing your entire life. And then there's all these micro decisions that you can make too. And the micro decisions are things that I like to see that compound. For real, micro decisions, if it's like a small thing, but it's a small choice that's the same choice every single day, you know, for like maybe it's working out or maybe it's like what to eat. You know, maybe that choice is actually to have the same breakfast every day. That's something I do and it helps me stay fit because I don't have to choose. I actually made really like one decision, one big decision to affect all these micro decisions or remove that micro decision from my life and it helps me with my nutrition. There's a lot of little things that you can make and those little choices every single day are things that can compound and make a big shift in your life. Now, today we're going to talk about some things that affect both the macro decisions, the big choices, the big decisions that you have in your life, and then also things that affect the micros, the small little ones that you can do every single day that compound off of each other, and they compound either in a good way or they compound in a bad way. So your choice is your choice. Your decision is your decision. The first decision that is important to understand in your life is your decision about what to focus on. Now, this is both big and small. This is macro and micro. Because when you focus on something, people do like annual planning, right? It's like, this year is gonna be my year. Some people even choose a specific word. It's like, this is my year of intention, or this is my year of productivity, or this is my year of fearfulness, or this is my year of winning. You know, people choose these words, you know, and you can have this word, or power is my word for the year. And now everything that they do, they try to put it into that frame, right? So what to focus on, that's a big decision that can either be a macro or a micro choice on a large scale or on a scale every single day. Now, your decision of what to focus on could be like to grow a relationship this year. Your thing to focus on major this year is like, I'm going to get a better job or I'm going to learn this new skill set. And what to focus on starts to define your life for that next year, or really it starts to define your life today or the next month or the next week. But then every single day you have that micro choice, that micro decision of what to focus on, because you can always, trust me, the past pulls you. What's happened before, patterns you developed, habits you've chosen to cultivate in your life, bad or good, those affect those day-to-day things of what you decide to focus on. They always do. So the first is what you choose, what you decide, that decision to focus on. The second one is your decisions about what things mean to you. This is huge. When you look at it from this perspective, because when you see something happen, if it's a way that somebody speaks to you, a way that somebody acts towards you, or just something that you see happening around you in your environment, maybe it's work and you start to see structure change a little bit, or maybe it's your kids and you see them growing up in a certain way, you know, or you see them moving towards something, or maybe it's something that on that number one, you've decided to focus on that. Now you just get to decide, which is awesome. Notice how I said you get to decide on what those situations mean to you. If you have a hater, like, and I get these all the time, for real, if you have a hater and that person jumps out and says, you know what, I can't believe this guy's doing, I can't believe Rick is doing this, I can't believe he posted this, I can't believe he's doing that with the company, I can't believe he told me about this on an interview, I can't believe this was in the filing for the public company that he runs, I can't believe Mr. Jordan is going this way, you know, and you start to take a look at those things, and it's like the meaning that you place to that literally starts to shape everything, and that is your decision. So a decision, when somebody comes at you and attacks you, you have a decision to recognize if it's something about you, what it means to you, right? Because you can say, oh, it means to me that there's something I need to change. Or maybe it's something in them that they're projecting on you. And that's meaning that you can give to that scenario. And in those moments, man, I mean, haters or somebody you're with that might be attacking you or lashing out on you because of a trigger that they have, what that means in the moment, you can be like, oh man, I need to have compassion. That's what, for this person, that's what this moment means to me right now. And then it changes the whole dynamic of the conversation. If it's an argument, if it's an interaction with somebody on social media, whatever, it changes the whole dynamic. It's like, man, I feel for you. What can I do to help you? Because clearly there's something that has triggered you right now. What can I do to help you? What is there something that I can give to you? Maybe I can be a sounding board, or maybe there's something that I can create for you or help you with your life, support you in some way. If it's not something that you need to change in yourself or that you want to, you decide the meaning to give to any given scenario. And if somebody comes up and attacks you, or, you know, for your success that you've had, I've had this before. They're like, oh my God, you know, whatever, you know, he just focuses on the money. That's it. And it's like, you know what? I can give meaning to that. And I can be like, somebody, instead of somebody, oh, they're attacking me. How dare that person, whatever. I can give it meaning and be like, I'm being noticed. That's a good thing. Whether it's good or bad, and whatever somebody's saying, I am being noticed, which means that I'm making the noise I want to make. I'm putting the brand out there the way that I want to put the brand out there, and I'm being noticed. And for just as many people that are going to hate on me, there are just as many people that will find value and apply it to their lives to be able to get what they want in their own life. I give that meaning. That is my decision to give the meaning to those interactions. So instead of being like, oh, that's horrible, that person's a dick, whatever, you know, it's like, I'm being noticed. That's the meaning I choose to give to haters. And then it's also the compassion side that I gave you. That's something you get to choose too in all these scenario examples, and even more that you can think of right now. The last one, it's your decision about what to do to create the results you desire. Your decision about what to do to create the results that you desire. And this one specifically is where decision's evil twin comes into play, and it's called indecision. Because your results are your own efforts. Your results are a product of your own actions or inaction. If you stay in the same place in indecision, nothing is ever going to happen for you. Everything is just going to happen to you, and it's not going to be good. So what is your decision about what to do to get the results that you want? If it's money, if it's success, if it's a great marriage, if it's a solid life, if it's generational wealth for your kids, if you want well-raised kids, what is your decision about what to do to get the results that you want? Because hands down, you don't deserve anything in this life just given to you. Now, there will be things that will seem like they are just given to you, or things that just happen, and you can call it luck, but luck is nothing more than preparation meets opportunity. And that preparation is huge, because that preparation has to do with your decisions. This one that I'm talking about right here. That preparation is your decision about what to do to get the results that you want. That's luck. That sets you up for that opportunity when it does seem to just come out of nowhere. Because it really doesn't, because you've already done the things. You've already made the decision to do the things to get the results that you want. And hey, guess what? Now they're here. Your decisions matter. And indecision is going to keep you from all of these amazing things. There's three words that I've always lived by, that I try to live up to. You can call it core values of mine if you want to, but it's three things. And you know what? Sometimes I suck at them. I'm still human. Sometimes I suck at them. Other times I do great at them. And then I can look back and trace it to these things. And the last one has to do with making this decision about what to do to get the results that I want. The first one is calm, then confidence, and never hesitate. Calm, confidence, never hesitate. Decisions are being made. You know what? And when mistakes are made, because like I just said, I'm not perfect at this stuff. When you make mistakes, that's good, because you making mistakes actually means that decisions are being made. When you make mistakes, that means that you've actually decided to do something about this. And if you fall down on your face, whatever, who cares? Because you're gonna get hit in the face over and over and over and over and over again with indecision. Indecision is horrendous. It will be the death of everything that you desire for your life. Making the decision, this last one, about what to do to get the results that you want will generate amazing things, and it will generate just as many mistakes. Who cares? Because if you're keeping score, whatever. You don't want to be like 3-3 or whatever, 3-0. No, you're looking to be like 127-92 with the decisions that you make. Who cares? But you still won. You still scored 127 times that it did good things for you. And that means that you're going to get the results that you want. When mistakes are made, it means decisions are being made, and you've actually decided that you're going to do and what you're going to do to get the results that you want. So take a look today, take inventory about the things that you need to decide in your life, the things that are your decisions about what to focus on, your decisions about what things mean to you, and most importantly, your decisions about what to do to get the results that you want.